starts right now.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
I was terrified, but I stood up in front of this commission and really thought that I would have these people on my side to say, yeah, why would we want to see people suffering or dying in our community? You know, this is what they are representing us for. And rather than getting the support, I was attacked, pretty much is the best way to say it. So I was mocked at the dais. You know, what do we need to listen to her for? Because she has MD behind her name. You know, and I'm just sitting here, I'm like, what? Like, what is, you know, I'm proposing this because even response times were dangerous. And there was ways of finagling what our response times were, which is still problematic. So the national standard for an EMS ambulance to get to you is 8 minutes or less. And what we were seeing were times that were, if you were lucky, 20 minutes, 25 minutes. There was a fire crew that watched an entire movie with a patient before an ambulance got to them. So that'll give you an idea.
The reason that would happen, by the way, is because fire is often the first capable to respond to a medical incident, but they can't transport. So if somebody needs to transport, they have to basically hang out and wait for EMS to show up with an ambulance to transport somebody to the hospital. That's why that would happen. And yeah, response times, EMS capability, training, fraudulent training certifications, overbilling Medicare for things that were not appropriate, billing at all for Medicare for certifications that did not exist, the $5 million settlement of a much more massive potential lawsuit. Rami Edler, the former medical director, spoke for the first time publicly about all of this stuff yesterday at Encounter Church. Kudos to Encounter for putting this on and for them being willing to, you know, have civic engagement events like they have been doing, and wonderful, and getting banned off of YouTube because they don't toe the party line on everything from, you know, vaccines to abortion to anything else, and raising questions. And that doesn't mean I agree. That just means people ought to be free to speak their mind, and they are doing it. And, you know, had to go over to Parler and Rumble or whatever, you know, to get freedom and more listeners as a result of it. It's kind of funny. Anyway, back to Rami Edler yesterday. This is the Jeff Bergosh text messages case, because all of those text messages became public evidence as a result of her filing this fraud lawsuit against the county that wound up with the $5 million settlement because of all the problems that were going on in EMS. She's the one that raised the concerns about poor training, because as an ER doctor, she was seeing the results of EMS not doing things properly and coming into her ER and her and the other doctors having to fix what EMS messed up because they weren't getting properly trained, even though they were being certified as being properly trained. This is back when all those people had to leave and some of them had got charges against them, and you had massive turnover with EMS at the leadership level. I mean, it's like, this whole saga she's finally talking about, because she's neither the employee who can't really go out in the public and talk about this, nor is she a litigant who can't talk about it for legal reasons, but finally kind of broken her silence on this and really giving us a lot of the backstory. So at this point in the story, and I did this last hour, and I'm going to be doing this all 4 hours this morning, you know, at the beginning of the hour. But she has come to the county commission with the support of then County Administrator Jack Brown and then Fire Chief Rusty Nail and said, we need to do a countywide training and just get people certified so that they have basic knowledge that they're supposed to have. After that, we'll come back with everything else, but that's the basics. Spend $100,000. Let's do that. At first, they said yes. Then Jack Brown had to leave because his wife got sick. And wonderful man, but that's just reality. And then Rusty Nail, he didn't see action happening, and he left because, you know, he wasn't able to do the things he needed to do. And she came back to the county commission and said, we need to do this, and they attacked her for it, as she talked about there. And they did. I remember that meeting where she got attacked and belittled and mocked as the license holder for all Escambia County medical activity. She's on the hook for everything from the jail to the lifeguards to EMS and fire response. And it's unbelievable. And this is in a time when all of the response data for EMS was all being manipulated. And it's hard to tell whether it is anymore, because they don't even publish it anymore. Like, they haven't since January. It's crazy.
And this was finagled with what we were seeing there. They would assign one unit to multiple calls. But as soon as the other unit that was available to go and respond to the call got assigned, that's when they would start the timer. But the timer is supposed to be from the time that that person calls 911 to the time they show up. So these are how the statistics were all messed up.
So if I call for an ambulance at 6 o'clock and the ambulance shows up at 6:40, what's the response time? 40 minutes. But if EMS assigns, you know, a couple of trucks to that response, but they're all holding the wall at the hospital, okay, and nobody is able to get free from the hospital until 6:25, and then they show up, they call that 15 minutes. It's not 15 minutes. It's 40 minutes. You can't tell how healthy or sick the system is until you get accurate data. And the response times were being covered up in order to cover up all the other crap that wasn't happening and all of the bad management. And to the degree that the commissioners did or did not know, ultimately the buck stops with them. Now, in the settlement, they, you know, didn't have to admit to any wrongdoing, but there were plenty of indicators that they should have known. This is, people have been screaming about this for years. And, you know, you decide who knew and who didn't know. But the people who were running things at the time and who attacked her, you know, Lumen May particularly did, but, you know, Stephen Barry and Jeff Bergosh were the ones in charge. Robert Bender was trying to fix it. Doug Underhill was trying to fix it. But, you know, the brick wall was thwarting her. Anyway, so why did she stay with all of the adversity and being retaliated against and losing support from the administration?
And part of the reason, why did you not want to give up? A lot of these EMTs and medics that have put their life and their heart and soul into this job came to me and they said, we're too afraid to lose our job, but we know that there's a problem. And I was like, I will be your voice. So I was the one that stood up for them and spoke on their behalf. So I wasn't willing to give up on them yet. And I promised them that, and I believed, I truly believed, that there would be a good outcome for this.
And there wasn't until she went to the lawsuit level. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about right now. We're looking good on I-10, I-110, even Highway 90 going to and from Pensacola is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texts in and says, it sucks that the EMS has been so slow to respond, but at least Escambia Fire Rescue does a great job while they're waiting. Yeah, no, that's true. They do. But that's not the same, right? That's the point. So she stayed because of the good people. She thought she could make a difference, even after Rusty and Jack left.
Finally launched an internal investigation to see if what I was saying was true, because to the extreme of where this could get really bad, if you don't have the proper certifications to run in the back of an ambulance, then you can't bill Medicaid and Medicare, right? So now let's go back to seeing how this is messed up. So that is one of the things I was like, well, so if these people aren't properly certified and we're passing out ACLS cards like they're getting them from a vending machine and not doing the proper curriculum, then how are we billing for advanced life support services? So we brought that up to county administration. And, you know, at that time, like I said, everything was kind of in limbo. There was a lot of transition that was taking place. And they finally launched this internal investigation. And the internal investigator, he ended up saying, he's like, you know what, this, we need to stop right here. He's like, this goes over our head. We need to let the state take over at this point. You know, we are now subordinate. You know, this is going to have to be a state investigation because there is a lot of proof and validation that is right here showing concern.
It's so bad we can't handle it internally. The state needs to become involved.
So when I called the Florida Department of Health and talked with their administrator, he said, if any of this becomes validated, you know, you could go down with it if you don't report it. And that was my responsibility. It had to be reported. So I knew it was going to be very difficult. I knew people were going to get in a lot of trouble for this. But I ended up writing this letter. It was a very confidential letter. And that is what Lieutenant Champion had said. He said, time and transparency is of essence.
So on the verge of that letter, and basically the day the letter is going to get through, the PR blitz smacked and dropped. And she was all over the news for all the wrong side of this story.
It got through. Next thing I know, I was all over the media, on the news, and here it was. I was like, what is happening right now? Well, I guess this is another one of those things where God says you need to stay put, because the night that this all hit the media, I ended up getting food poisoning, which I'm never sick. But I was just like, okay, well, I'm not going into work, but I was ready to go into work, and I was just like, wait, what is happening here? Why is this letter out on the media, and how is this, like, all the people who were supposed to be confidential were listed? Well, that's when I went under full-blown attack by those individuals, to the point of where they got together with the citizen that was harassing me, making up different stories, saying that I was running emergencies with my five-year-old daughter in the back of a vehicle. It's like, that's absolutely absurd. There was quite a bit of things that they ended up saying that was just outrageous and outlandish, but in attempts to jeopardize my own medical license. So their goal was to try to get my medical license suspended now because they were being exposed for the things that they were doing that weren't right. So that was a very difficult and trying time.
Yeah, and you remember Commissioner Bergosh at this time took up for the wrong side, took up for the liars, took up for the people who lost their jobs or left, took up for the people that were doing it wrong. Like, got it exactly right and continues to this day to attack her and attacked her like viciously on his blog and from the dais. And again, if you look at the text in the text messages and how that was connected to the lawsuit that she ultimately was a part of, that the county wound up having to pay $5 million. Like, it wasn't just that they weren't listening. It's that they weren't listening and they wound up attacking the person who was bringing them the awareness of the problems.
Asked them for support and to help me with an attorney to try to do a cease and desist against the citizen who is now just making my life absolutely miserable. And I was told no. And I was actually told by one of the risk managers I spoke with, that out of all the history of Escambia County, he'd never seen an employee get denied. You know, usually we get the support that we need. Not to mention those people that were accused of the wrongdoing, they got to stay on the clock. They got to go see an attorney. They were being paid by the county for their attorneys to defend what we were finding was unethical and illegal practice.
She's trying to get help from the county to protect her against these rabid citizens, well, one in particular, and the county won't even help her because, again, you got this 3-block vote on the county commission that was in control of everything, and she couldn't get any support from the county to try to fix the problems, let alone bring them to light. And then you might have heard the name Seliver, okay, and we've had this whole conversation about fines and who's going to pay the fines and court fees and who's going to pay and the settlement and all of this. And she tells the whole story about him.
There were things that were happening at this time. We were trying to do quality assurance reviews to ensure that people that were being put on these units were getting properly trained. I was doing the very best that I could at that time. And there was one individual, which I'm sure Ms. Childers has mentioned, you know, if you've listened to any of the county meetings, Matt Seliver, who was, you know, put in a supervisory position at that time. You know, as I went through some of these, you know, quality assurance reviews with other people, things were being brought to attention. And I will say this, these reviews are confidential and they're supposed to be protected by the federal government too, from any kind of lawsuit. There's a law that protects you from that. It's protected. So anything that's said in a quality assurance review shouldn't be exposed to the public. It shouldn't be used in any kind of like civil lawsuit or so forth.
That's because you want those to be as honest as necessary in order to get the people properly trained so that they're doing life-saving work. That's why the QA stuff isn't supposed to come out in the public.
But unfortunately, that didn't apply to me either. So next thing I know, this individual, because of the amount of problems that we saw, I had, and he wasn't being held accountable, because I'll use the word, he was part of a good old boy system. He was never held accountable, and things, I was like, I can't have him operate under my license. I'm not going to do it. He can work at a basic level, an EMT level, which means he's not going to do anything invasive. Doesn't mean he can't get on an ambulance, doesn't mean he can't drive, you know, he can assist, but he's not going to do anything that could potentially kill somebody. And so while they were doing an investigation.
So trying to get control over some of the, you know, the most dangerous of the employees from her perspective, and, you know, even having trouble getting that. And again, you know, being attacked by commissioners, including Commissioner Jeff Burgosh at the time.
Well, I was accused at that point of harassing him. I was like, I was accused of harassing him before I even called him in for the quality assurance review. That was what was even more comical. So HR department called me. I said, how do you harass somebody I haven't even spoke with yet? I was like, that doesn't even make any sense. But I was like, okay. I was like, if he wants to have somebody with him, we've invited, he can bring whoever he wants to sit in here. This is not punishment. This is a learning experience. Like, this is so you get better. But trying to explain that was almost impossible. So the next thing I know, I'm being told that, I guess it was one of the commissioners, is starting to support this individual and trying to say that I'm harassing this individual.
And attacking her and the difficulty of getting support again from the administration this time.
This was all during the time now we had a new county administrator, Ms. Gilley. We also had a new HR director, Jana Still. They came on board and they, you know, Jana Still did her whole investigation into this whole accusation of harassment, which it was unfounded. Just like the former HR person put, it's unfounded. I sat in an office with one of the HR personnel, Mr. Maygarden, and they said, he said, what's going on with this harassment case with Dr. Edler and Sullivan? He goes, it's unfounded. He goes, as a matter of fact, if the current administration wasn't in place, this individual wouldn't even be employed here right now. I was like, okay, so we thought, okay, we're in the clear. They're going to finally hold him accountable, and we're going to move forward. That didn't happen. So a commissioner took over at this point, and that commissioner made it a point to also participate with this citizen of trying to, it's what I would call more of a character assassination. There were things coming out on his personal blog that were just crazy. And not one time did he talk to me. Not one time did he ask to say, hey, let me hear your side of the story of what's going on.
Wow. Wow.
Right before we went to, I guess it was a mediation, the Florida Department of Health finally came back and said there's 8 counts of probable cause that he can be held accountable for, which was causing harm, you know, within the community. And so even though the county and the administration knew that, they still decided to settle with him. Now, here's the kicker. They settled with him, which initially they were asking like $600,000, you know, and thank goodness they refused that, because even the attorney that I had representing me, which was interesting, by the way, too, because they hired me my own individual attorney, and then they had specific attorneys for the county, even though I was being sued with the county. That was kind of bizarre, but okay. But they were like, that's a little bit much. But they settled the $200,000. But let's go back to the training that we requested and proposed. $120,000 to recertify and guarantee that everybody out in our community could be protected. And they refused that, but they were quick to settle the $200,000. And on top of that, I guess they were requesting for his fees. So you get a speeding ticket, you know, and you have to pay your fine. Well, it's the same thing with the Department of Health. You get fined for the things that you're found, you know, or you're held accountable for. So now we're going to pay the fines for that too. Like, wait, why exactly are we doing this? And that's where Ms. Childers really stood up and put her foot down as well. And I was like, oh, thank God. I was like, I really feel like I have somebody on my side, because for a long time, you know, you start to feel alone.
I can totally imagine that being the case. And even though I was trying to cover this at the time and other people were trying to bring some of this stuff to light, you know, she couldn't talk as an employee. And then when the lawsuit stuff started, and just it was hard to get good information. And I'm glad it's finally coming out. Somebody texts in, you know, losing an election is not enough punishment. Yeah. Yeah. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. We're looking at I-10, I-110, and they're looking good. Also, not seeing any delays on Highway 90 or 98 at this moment. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at trekstoregulfcoast.com.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Good morning. morning, 6:29 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm trying to give you as much of this Raimi Edler presentation. It's the first time she's broken her silence since all of this stuff went down and since being named Whistleblower of the Year and on and on and on. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, border security will be a top priority for incoming Senate Republicans. In a closed-door meeting on Tuesday, incoming Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota laid out a two-step process to pass Trump's agenda without needing help from Democrats. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said his top priority was securing the southern border. South Korean lawmakers calling for president, and I hope I say this right, but I'm not great with these,
good Lord.
With
good
these names. Yoon Suk-yeol
to
be impeached following his martial law declaration. He declared martial law in South Korea Tuesday, saying it was necessary to protect against threats from North Korea. That order was lifted about 6 hours later as it was vetoed by their parliament.
Yeah, and he's going to get impeached, and he's going to, on Friday, as they're going to have the vote on this, apparently. Who knew South Korea was in turmoil all of a sudden? I haven't heard any good reporting on the why all this started, but crazy times.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Trump may have to consider a new defense secretary nominee, with some senators concerned about reports of problems with drinking and women and mismanaging a veterans charity.
The Wall Street Journal is now reporting that Trump is considering replacing Pete Hegseth with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The Journal writes, Trump allies increasingly think Hegseth may not survive further scrutiny.
Fox's Bill Malusian. The Supreme Court hears arguments today about a Tennessee ban on treatments for transgender teenagers.
It prohibits doctors from performing gender reassignment surgery on children under the age of 18. It also prohibits prescribing puberty blockers and hormone therapy for gender reassignment.
Fox's Todd Pyro. There's a move in South Korea's parliament to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol after voting to reject his declaration of emergency martial law. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we have mostly clear skies. It is 34 degrees on this chilly Wednesday morning. Well, you've been seeing those red light cameras going up at several Pensacola intersections, but just when are they going to be activated?
There will not be anything up or operating this year, for sure. It won't be over the holiday season or anything like that. I would say we're targeting a January start.
That's Mayor D.C. Reeves from yesterday's press conference. He says the cameras will likely be activated early in 2025. And when they are turned on, there will be a 30-day grace period. During that time, you might receive a warning ticket in the mail, but there wouldn't be a fine. Once the warning period is over, fines for a red light violation would be $158. And they would be non-criminal. It would not add points to your driver's license. House Democrats forcing a floor vote this week aimed at getting the Matt Gaetz ethics report released. Illinois Representative Sean Casten introducing a resolution on Tuesday to force the release of that report. Gaetz was picked by President-elect Trump to be the next attorney general. Of course, he withdrew his name from consideration last month. The House Ethics Committee probe was looking into allegations of sexual misconduct and drug use. The resolution was privileged, so it does have to be brought to a floor vote within 2 days. An 18-year-old from Milton is now charged in that bonfire shooting from last weekend. Officials say Therese Nikeem Toyens was arrested yesterday. He's charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. The incident happened during a party on Sid Hayes Road. Sheriff Johnson said there were more than 150 people at that bonfire in a field when Toyens allegedly pulled a gun and then shot another man after an argument. The victim was shot in the chest and is expected to recover from his injuries. Deputies say that Toyens was fleeing the scene when his vehicle crashed into a deputy's patrol car. Three people in that vehicle fled on foot. Investigators identified Toyens as the shooter through multiple witness interviews. A teenager in Okaloosa County is now facing charges for making a school threat. The sheriff's office says that student was arrested Monday. The 13-year-old girl reportedly brandished a handgun during a FaceTime chat, then put the gun in her own mouth and threatened a mass shooting at the Crestview High School next year. The girl told authorities that she had intended those threats only as a joke. Rick Scott is questioning President Biden's priorities. Biden was in Angola yesterday, where he announced over $1 billion in humanitarian funding for countries in sub-Saharan Africa. Biden says this will help families displaced by historic droughts and food insecurity. Senator Scott, though, writing on X that Biden is handing out tax dollars like candy, while families in Florida and elsewhere are still waiting for disaster relief aid. It is 6:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Not seeing any accidents to alert you about right now. Looks like I-10 and I-110, even through the construction zones, are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Very chilly start to your day. Temperatures in the 30s as you are waking up. Highs today near 63 degrees with partly sunny skies. As you go into the evening, we will start to see a chance of some rain. Rain showers overnight with lows tonight near 56 degrees. For Thursday morning, 70% chance of rain. High near 67 by Thursday afternoon. Thursday night temperatures dropping near 35. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we do have a bit of a chilly morning, 34 degrees in Pensacola, 39 in Gulf Breeze, and it is 28 in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were higher this morning as investors awaited labor data due this week. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was higher by 3 basis points at 4.252%. Traders will review the ADP private payrolls report for November, which is expected to show growth of 163,000 positions, and that's according to economists polled by Dow Jones. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Nearly 3 out of 10 U.S. drugstores that were open during the previous decade had closed by 2021, and that's according to new research. Black and Latino neighborhoods were most vulnerable to the retail pharmacy closures. The trend was not improved. In the last 3 years, Walgreens and CVS have closed hundreds of additional stores, and Rite Aid shrank as it went through a bankruptcy reorganization. Futures are moderately higher. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 76. That's Your Money Now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey, if you've got a loved one who is just, you know, getting older and going through changes, which is what happens. We all get older. We all go through changes, physical, cognitive. You know, we start to not be able to take care of ourselves as much. We start to have trouble cooking, cleaning, you know, toileting, brushing teeth, combing hair, all that, driving, all that kind of stuff. And if you notice it about yourself or if you notice it about a loved one, well, you probably want to get some good advice on whether it's gotten to the point where what you need is, you know, in-home care or assisted living, where you live in a place where they give you just the level of help that you need, but you're still living independently, or whether you need, you know, a skilled nursing, or whether your loved one needs, you know, any kind of memory care, dementia care, or something like that, because everybody's different. And then even once you decide, like, yeah, okay, I think assisted living is right, well, which one? Because there's like 30 of them. And it's hard to know, and it's hard to shop, and it's an area that, you as a person don't really know how to even get good information about that. Okay, this is why you call John Horton at Assisted Living Locators. He and his team of local folks are there to help exactly solve this problem. Get you good advice, get a good assessment so you know what's the right level of care, and then once you decide what level of care is appropriate, where to go. You know, what fits your budget, what fits your loved one's lifestyle, what, you know, all of the things that you want to ask, he'll have answers and he can guide you on this. And it's no charge to you. It's a fantastic service dealing with a very difficult subject. 712-0887 or look them up online, John Horton at assistedlivinglocators.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Seeking the pulse of economic strength?
The Port of Pensacola is more than a name. It's the driving force behind Northwest Florida's progress. Home to over 20 major businesses, from C-Mex Materials to General Electric Wind Energy, and now the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, they've been a catalyst for prosperity and growth. Ready to shape the future? Visit portofpensacola.com and discover how they power the region's success.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and as I light my Hanukkah menorah, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah. Also, a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. From all of us at News Radio 92.3.
Hey, everybody, this is Austin Price, co-host of Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7, wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year on behalf of News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Why you keep your silence up? No, you don't believe. The hurt doesn't show, but the pain still grows. Some stranger to you and me.
For the Joe Biden pardon of his son Hunter continues as not just Republicans. I will confess, I was surprised to see how many Democrats are criticizing the former president, that even they do not find it satisfying that he has pardoned his son after pledging so many times that he would not. And I've tried to be pretty balanced on this because I think it's not quite the outrage that some Republicans are portraying it as, but it is wrong, and wrong on not for the reasons that people say it is. It's kind of funny. But we talked about this extensively on Monday when the news first broke on Sunday. But yesterday you had Senator Michael Bennett, Democrat of Colorado.
You do pardon him, putting the personal ahead of your responsibilities to the American people. It just gives the American people a sense that there's one system for the rich and powerful and another system for everybody else.
Yeah, the rule of law concept is that everybody's subject to it. This is why I thought the most offensive part of this was actually him saying, I think you can understand why a dad would pardon his son. No, that's actually the least understandable part of this for somebody who has claimed for decades to be a representative of law and order and justice and impartiality and fairness, because you're specifically not supposed to use your power for your family, for your children. That's exactly the wrong idea. You know, I mean, goodness, that would be like, I don't know, you know, like, imagine my son gets a speeding ticket and I like call up the sheriff. I'm like, come on, you know, like totally wrong. Right. Even if it was wrong for him to get the ticket, like it's wrong for me to interfere with whatever influence I have because of my son. Now, if some other citizen brings to me some case of terrible injustice and, you know, a traffic court or whatever, you know, maybe I get involved as a news person. But you don't do it for your own kid. Like somebody else has to do it. Like, that's the whole point. Because then it's just, you know, nepotism. It's just abusing power for, you know, personal desires or whatever. Even though, and we should say this, nobody's really mentioned this, and I think it is worth mentioning, President Biden is well within his presidential power to do this. It doesn't make it good. And it certainly doesn't make a 10-year back pardon good. And, of course, we'll see what else might happen. Nothing else yet has, but if other pardons are coming. Anyway, the best clip of all from yesterday, okay, Senator Chuck Schumer, former Senate Majority Leader, but now since, you know, he's not incoming, or I guess he's what, now the majority leader. Anyway, this is my favorite. Talking about the Hunter Biden pardon, the only thing the reporters wanted to ask him about.
I got nothing for you on that. As I said, I got nothing for you on that. Thank you. I've got nothing for you on that. Any other subjects? Any other subjects?
Going once, going twice.
I know nothing, I see nothing, and I say nothing.
I'm not talking about that, people.
I got nothing for you on that.
It's way too reminiscent.
I know nothing, nothing.
Not talking about it. No, see, honestly, this would be a good case of Democrats get my respect when they're fair and honest about things that don't benefit them politically. Like, Republicans, same thing. You know, it's like, it's not much to my credit when I criticize Biden. It's more to my credit when I criticize Republicans, DeSantis, Trump, Gates, right? I mean, because I'm a Republican, right? I'm a conservative. Okay, so, and it doesn't mean that you're wrong when you criticize the other side. It just means it's convenient. Just like it's to your credit if, you know, like, for example, if Chuck Schumer's praising a Republican or if I'm praising a Democrat, right? That's where you get sort of that credit for going beyond the partisan divide and doing what you're supposed to do. Now, as a news person, that's my job, okay? I'm supposed to. As an opinion person, it's still the right thing to do, and I think it's credibility to the opinions if you do that. But still, like Chuck Schumer, I'm not going to talk about that. I would be impressed if he's like, you know what? I think it was wrong. Or, to be nuanced, say, you know what? Even if it was politically motivated, which it seems to have been, and it was an overpunishment, which it seems to have been, this is a terrible look. And he broke his own promise that he made so many times to us, and I'm disappointed in the president. Like, he can say that. It cost him nothing to say that. Biden's not the president anymore in 2 months. He's going to be out of power. Everybody's turned on him already since he dropped out of the process, since he showed his mental incapacities. It's an easy thing for him to do, and the fact that he still won't is weird. 646 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens, that's Traffic on the Fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still no accidents to let you know about. Traffic is actually flowing very smoothly on I-10 and I-110. Even Highway 90 not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. 437-1620. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, you want a good realtor who's going to get you all the way through to the end, closing done, right? Because a lot of times deals fall apart midway through because, you know, problems come up. Well, if you do this process enough, you see what the possible problems are and you anticipate and avert them. Or if they do happen to come up, you deal with them. Or if novel ones come up, you're in a better position to solve them because you've solved other problems before. That's why you want realtors with good experience. I mean, there's just no substitute for it. They sold 175 homes last year. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, on track to do about the same this year, had been over 200 for a couple of years during the peak of the market when it was very easy to sell homes. Still good to use them because they'd get you your best price. But now, especially when you have to kind of work for it and scrap for it, really good to have people who know how to list, how to stage, you know, how to fix everything just right, how to take the photographs, how to set the price for the open house and when to have the open, like all of that stuff. They just have it down to a real science. So, you know, getting the best price for your home and helping you understand what's normal in a highly volatile landscape in Florida where insurance is affecting almost everything involving home transactions. You want expert advice from people who know how to do it. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
Hi, I'm Chad Picoub with Affiliated Insurance. Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get personalized support from an appointed Florida Blue agent. Our agents are trained to help you find a health plan that fits your lifestyle and budget, not theirs. It's about finding the right plan for you and not the price. Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing holiday hours, Atlas Beverage Class, fall and winter menus at Jackson's Steakhouse and Angelina's, deck the halls at Jackson's New Year's Eve, and celebrate 12th night at Jackson's Great Southern Restaurant Week.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This is Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duca with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
I don't like her.
Don't like her? What's wrong with her? She's beautiful. She's rich. She's got huge tracts of land.
Good morning, 6:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you on a Wednesday. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Fine, one unit.
Oh, yeah, well, we'll get David here in just a second. He is monitoring other audio, which is part of his job, is to prepare the news for us and for Cat Country. Hey, sir, you there?
Well, I am here. And good morning, guys.
I mean, I knew you were there. It was semi-rhetorical, because I see you.
Well, that is true. We do
these,
have windows.
With these eyes.
Yeah, we do have windows.
This right here is the hard-hitting journalism that you have come to expect from News Radio 92. I can see with my own eyes that David is right there.
Go I on, am, sir. And that is not fake news. So I assume you wanted some news headlines.
Yes, please.
So how about this? A top Meta executive says their company has been over-moderating across all of their apps. Nick Clegg.
No, that's the, you don't say. That's come
the
on.
Meta president.
Can that, I don't believe you. Are you sure? Go on, sorry.
That's the Meta president of global affairs. He said Monday that error rates on their apps apparently are very high, and he says too often harmless content is being removed with users being penalized unfairly. So I assume they're going to be working on that. President-elect...
I'm sure it'll all be better now.
I'm sure. Absolutely. Starting right now, President-elect Trump reportedly considering replacing his defense secretary nominee. The Wall Street Journal reporting that the current nominee, Pete Hegseth, may be replaced. And apparently one of the potential picks that President Trump is looking at would be Governor Ron DeSantis.
Man, I'm trying not to be excited about this because it's only a one of, you know, the report from the Wall Street Journal. There's others as well. And I'm also kind of like, do I really want him to leave? You know, because then
know.
Who do we have as governor? And does that properly best position? You know, I mean, it would, you know, because maybe he runs for Senate. And is that a better position for him to be in than to be SecDef? But in terms of like better than Pete Hegseth, 1,000 times better. Because, you know, he has his own military background, obviously. But, you know, with being a lawyer, of course. But he also has the administrative experience having run Florida for 6 years. So he knows, and he's super anti-DEI, which is one of the check boxes for Trump getting whoever's going to be in charge of the Pentagon in. He won't take the nonsense. He'll fix the problems. I mean, it's sort of like, is there anybody with enough backbone to really get in there and really clean house and make things run right? I'm like, I really kind of love this pick. I did not see this coming
pick.
At all.
Be a great pick. Just hate to lose him for the next couple of years.
But, I mean, think of the benefit. Like, you know, we hate to lose him because he's such a good governor. Think of what good he could do at the Pentagon.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm reluctant to get too worked up over this because it's still just a one of and it's not a thing. It's not like when Pam Bondi actually got named for AG. Until he actually gets named, I'm kind of like, we'll see. But man, it's kind of the, well, okay, so that wasn't such a great pick. Here's your excellent pick. Yes, please. Go on, sir.
Absolutely. And, well, how about some good news? An asteroid that was headed towards Earth has now burned up above northeastern Russia. The European Space Agency says on Tuesday that the small asteroid, about 2.5 feet wide, was on a collision course with Siberia and predicted any impact would be harmless, but instead of impacting, it burned up and created a fireball.
Cool. Whole planet saved. So excellent.
Instead of being a harmless impact, it was a harmless fireball.
Which is what it does.
Yeah.
The Earth, like, you know, all these sci-fi movies that talk about the end of the Earth and, you know, defending the Earth from the aliens, whatever, like, the best defense system the Earth has is our atmosphere. It kills off everything, right? From the friction. So kind of a, you know, we don't talk about it an awful lot, but we have a really sweet defense system we paid zero for. It's very, very effective. David, thanks so much. I mean, it doesn't always work, you know. If you think that's what killed the dinosaurs, it doesn't always work. But, you know, it's still, you know, there are things. It's been pretty good for me in my lifetime, I'll just say it that way. And very low cost, you know. My out-of-pocket cost for the Earth's defense atmosphere has been muy low. I don't know what low is in Spanish. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Let's see here. Still rolling accident-free right now, but we're starting to see some congestion delays on I-10 eastbound as you pass from Pine Forest through Highway 29 through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you need plumbing, air conditioning, heating, electrical work done, Peden, all of those things, all along the Gulf Coast, you know, from Panama City to Tallahassee on the east side to, of course, Pensacola for a long time and all the way to Baldwin County last year and this year to Mobile County. So they are just everywhere along the Gulf Coast. Professional service, the right products installed right the first time. They stand by their work, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. That's why they've been growing so well, because it's so effective. You know, and again, all of these kind of complex mechanical things inside your home kind of makes sense to do any or all of them because they're all sort of, you know, in that same genre of repairs. Well, right now during December, they run a different special every month. And in December, the special is that they still have in-stock air conditioning systems that they need to move. And remember in August, they had $1,000 off? I think it was August, $1,000 off. Now, since the new year is coming, can you believe that? Almost like 3 weeks out. But the new year is coming, and so 2024 is ending, and you can save $2,024 on an in-stock air conditioning system or a generator, which is a pretty sweet deal, an in-stock generator. So either of those, if you need them, Peden's Gotten, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. 656 on News Radio 92.3. John, do you drive by UWF at all? You go up that way at all?
No.
Up University? Okay. So you remember the old hedges, the UWF hedges?
Oh, yes.
They've been gone now for several months, and I was reporting on this that they were going to replace those with a kind of concrete-y sort of thing or whatever. And I didn't like losing the hedges. I thought the hedges were quaint and cool. I'm still not a big fan of the new UWF Welcome Plaza in the daytime, but I did see it for the first time last night at night. Very cool at night. Really vivid with the lights and the Argo Nautilus is lit up and, you know, everything. It actually looks really, really good at night. I still don't think it's not like an Instagram spot, because where would you stand to take your pictures? I know you can walk up next to it, but taking pictures is going to be a challenge. I don't know. Anyway, and you know, I'm not sure that the hedge was great for it either. It didn't have a sidewalk before either. But anyway, that's up, and it looks. I've been kind of critical of the day appeal because versus the hedges, but the night is actually very nice.
I'll have to go by there and see.
Yeah, I actually have a picture. I have a picture on my Facebook page. I have a picture on my Facebook page. I'll share it to the News Radio page so you can see it here in just a second. Oh, speaking of. It's not a Christmas display, by the way. Oh, one other thing. I think they know this, but the UWF flag is too small. It's really noticeable. It's like Florida flag, USA flag, and a UWF flag. And
they're all not the same size?
No, it's weird. It's the big flags are like, what is it, 5x3 is, and I think they're larger than that. But I mean, let's say that's a normal size for a flag. The UWF flag is like a 2x3. It's half size. It's like a flag you'd fly off the back of your boat. Like it's and not a like big blow, but just like a signal flag or something. So anyway, that needs to get improved. Oh, the other thing I saw yesterday, and this is just random weird stuff. Have you seen the Jeep Wrangler driving around that's got like a 10,000 Clark Griswold lights all over it?
No.
Oh, it looks amazing. And it looks like the guy duct taped him on. He pulled up next to me at the light yesterday, and I'm like, I looked over, I'm like, what in the Mad Max just happened here? And but no, it's really cool looking. I hope he didn't duct tape him on the outside, but I don't know. It kind of looked like that. But he's also got it configured to where when he drives, it turns off. So like right around 5 or 10 miles an hour, it goes off. And because I was trying to take a picture of it like in transit, and then it turned off. I'm like, N-n-n-n-n. And then it turned on again when he turned and stopped. So I don't know. It's just kind of a cool little thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, 6:59 on News Radio 92.3. Sheriff Cronster has dropped out of consideration for the DEA. Remember, we talked with Sheriff Chip Simmons about this yesterday. Basically saying that he's got too much to do in his current job and a lot of projects in the fire and, you know, doesn't want to abandon his current responsibilities. And, you know, like the scope of the job, I think, kind of spooked him just a little bit. So we're back to the drawing board on that one. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court today is going to hear the question of whether you can ban hormone therapy interventions for minors. That's going to be a big conversation at the Supreme Court today.